For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. It's the end of the week, signifying the beginning of a weekend. Hope you're doing great. I pray you've been plowing through with Christ, through Christ, in Christ, Christ in you, through the week. It's the only way to live, isn't it? New Testament, man. New covenant believers. Christ is in me and I'm in Christ. Woo! I'll take it. Now, that's how you start out your Friday morning. Isn't this true? Well, I hope you're loving this teaching, Be Not Weary. I'm going to finish that out today. In the meantime, please keep going to register for the ADM Spring Daytime Retreat to take place at the beautiful Longview House and Gardens on April the 12th. Women from all around the Southeast region are registering, and we love it. We're ready. We're excited for you. And great, true life changes take place at these functions, my brethren. And so if you're working, I've got, actually quite a few women who have written me that they're taking off work. Hey, bosses, wouldn't it be a treat, or husbands, because it's a ladies' event, if you were to say to your, secretary or someone who's working real hard, or husbands to your wives, look, baby, I got a gift for you. And they're going to say, what? I'm going to have you go to that Anna Donahue Ministries daytime retreat. It's on intimacy, faith, and answered prayer. And I want you to go get with a bunch of other women and worship and listen to strong teaching and get built up in the faith. And I'm going to pay your way. You know what that woman will do? She'll just shout and rejoice and do a happy dance, I'm telling you. But consider that. You let us know and we'll get you registered and go to the website and we'll get you right in. But look, this scripture is very powerful. Be not weary in doing well, Galatians 6:9, because there's a due season coming, a kairos time. You're going to reap that moment, that season, that fruit, that answered prayer, if you don't faint. To faint not means to loosen or to become relaxed. And what that literally means, the picture the vines gives is, it's like the unstringing of a bow. You know, a bow and arrow. The bow is tight. But to loosen or become faint is where you've loosened the string on the bow. And then the arrow can't do its thing. And so we're getting warned by Paul, don't get weary. Don't do that. There's a season coming. It's an appointed time when you're going to reap for that thing you've been believing for. But don't allow it to get so wearisome that the string on the bow just like gets, loose. And then the bow and arrow can't even attach itself because it's gotten, the string on the bow is so loosened. So I gave you some ways to prevent that. Do know, though, there is a due season. Ecclesiastes 3, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. That'll help you. That'll help you to surrender and chill out sometimes when you're weary, because you can just say, you know what? There's a time and a season for this. And maybe I'm exhausted and weary because I'm pushing. Ooh, hear me now. I'm pushing to give birth to this thing and I'm in the wrong season. It's not ready. Now, you know what, my brethren, and I've talked to so many of you now, you know this happens. That's a word for someone out there. You need to grab that. Maybe you're pushing and panting and sweating it out, trying to make something happen. It's not the season yet. Just, you know what you do? Surrender. God, you are God, I'm not. You've got this thing. You birthed it in me. You're the one who's going to bring it to pass, to birth. Surrender it. Wow, I love that. I said also, get your eyes off your circumstances onto God. Recognize He's sovereign, Romans 8:28. Help get with other believers to help build you up. Recognize strength is available, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Know there is a due season coming, and then know that you will reap that, my precious. You will reap it if you faint not, and I've given you ways not to faint. My number one way is I just surrender and say, you are God, I'm not. You breathe life when I need to get recharged on this. And you know, it's only a matter of, it varies, but I'll just sense His refreshing wind coming my way again. having me believe for that one more time. Hey, I've loved all week. Hope you have a great weekend. And by His grace, we'll be back Monday for A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. Now go and register for that daytime retreat. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.